So this was a story in the Tribune the other day, and I won't read all of it, but I just wanted you to get the reason I sort of noticed it. This is from Shenza Ahmad in the Tribune. A judge this weekend set bail for four of six people who were accused of stealing $15,000 worth of goods from an Ulta store in Oak Brook last Friday. They say it was reported that five men, all wearing hoodies and ski masks, ran into the store where at least three of them pulled out garbage bags and all five of them cleared the shelves of the merchandise, filling the garbage bags before fleeing. The vehicle was found driving south on I-294, at which point Hinsdale police shut down the highway and stopped them. These criminal incidents have been proliferating across the region, said the police chief. A heist at a different Ulta location in Norwich had eerily similar circumstances. In September, Norwich police responded about 2:30 in the afternoon to the Ulta store on North Harlem for a report that a group of men stole more than $10,000 in designer fragrances, a theft that was caught on what would become a widely shared video. Three men wearing light gray hoodies, dark pants, face masks walked into the store, went straight to the display. A detective said the trio removed black plastic garbage bags from their hoodies and began filling them with Dior, Chanel, and other expensive fragrances. The video shows the men quickly dumping the boxes into garbage bags and hurrying outside. Once they were gone, fellow shoppers can be heard saying how angry they were. This happens all the time. They just walk into stores in the middle of the day, a Walgreens, a store downtown. They just steal stuff. You're afraid to apprehend them. The brazenness with which we see these things is mind-boggling. So here's the chief of the Oak Brook Police, James Kruger. Hi, James. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, John. How are you today?
I'm sure you share my frustration with these sorts of acts.
Well, for sure. I mean, it's just, you know, we find it's a very interesting circumstance, especially as you come over into DuPage County, and certainly we may have a different threshold when it comes to prosecution as compared to Cook County, and we're really seeing, I think, some of the fruits of some of those administrative decisions that may be occurring in other jurisdictions that then the offenders aren't even aware of, you know, that there are repercussions when they cross the line.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very interesting. One of the individuals that was taken into custody in the fairly large-scale arrest we made over the weekend even made a comment to one of the officers that, they knew that since all the merchandise was recovered, they'd probably only get charged with a misdemeanor, and then was shocked to find out that they were in DuPage County and were charged with two felonies. So it's a very interesting dynamic right now.
You know, we all wonder if these people pay attention to the laws. I always argue that they don't. Maybe they do. Like, they're literally committing these crimes because they think they can get away with it. In DuPage, one of the guys, $175,000 bond. So if he didn't have 17.5 cash, he doesn't get out. I presume he's still in jail.
Right. You know, and we even had received a call or from one of the family members who was just shocked to hear that they were also charged with burglary, and also having to kind of explain the criminal code in regards to somebody entering the property of another, a dwelling or a commercial property, and to commit a theft or felony therein is the definition of a burglary, but they've never seen that before or were just shocked that charge would exist.
You should put a sign up on CIRMAC or something saying, "Attention Cook County thieves."
We talked about it.
DuPage County, and you will not get away with it here. But, you know, in Chicago, as you well know, the police think that the district attorney doesn't prosecute aggressively enough, and the county attorney thinks that the police aren't arresting enough. I did not anticipate you taking us down this road, but it sounds like you feel that the DuPage County Attorney's Office is more aggressive than we are in Cook, huh?
Well, certainly we have a tremendous relationship with our state's attorney, Bob Berlin, in DuPage County and all the police agencies in the county. And I think there's just been a concerted effort made that we will hold the line in regards to what the statute actually says. I know that's certain other jurisdictions may have a threshold that they may use administratively that is well beyond what the statutory threshold is. And even to your point, I think you were starting to talk a little bit about that even particular stores may even have increased their threshold a little bit because of just the challenges they see either on the civil end or right. even from a PR perspective that they're having a real time trying to wrestle this with where they might have been a decade or so ago been much more zero tolerant when it came to the shoplifting.
Yeah, now you don't want to mess with these people, and you also don't want the publicity that this is happening. It's just bad for towns. But
right.
And I imagine, I don't know, maybe more crimes go up at Christmas time. Everybody's out shopping. There's a lot of money and merchandise out there. And
well, we've certainly found, especially post, I don't want to say post-pandemic because we're still kind of in it, but certainly as things opened up and the pent-up demand from folks is that retail establishments have been tremendously busy over the last several months and certainly through the summer.
Well, listen, I just thought this story stood out as novel in a way. A, they got caught. B, they threw the book at them. And if that's how they do business in Oak Brook, I think that's good news. So keep us posted on how things are going over there. And I'd be interested in what the ultimate disposition is for these young men. Do you know?
Well, I'm sure it'll take several months for it to wind its way through the court system, and there were a couple of juveniles involved, too, so that'll wind its way through the juvenile court system as well. So,
the Oak Brook Police Chief, James Krueger. James, let's talk again. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Take care.
Have a good day.